This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to help you start your day right. What better way to start our day than listening to God? God wants to have input into your life, not just with a list of do's and don'ts, but he wants to change the way that you think about life, your perspective on life. And the book of Proverbs is such a big part of that. God's outlook on life. I want to read a number of verses from Proverbs 16 today. It says, "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. The mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine decision is in the lips of the king. His mouth should not err in judgment. A just balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his concern. It is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for a throne is established on righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who speaks right is loved. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of a king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud with the spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who watches his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. It is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who gives attention to the word shall find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord." And then down to verse 25. "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Verse 9 said, "The mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." You know, when God frustrates your plans, embrace his will for you. It's good. And frustrate is the right word, isn't it? It can be so frustrating when you feel like you're going the way you should go, even like you're following God's will for you, and yet God closes the door and takes you in a different direction. You know, when that happens, you need to remember two things. First, our sense of God's leading can sometimes be influenced by our own desires and thinking. And sometimes we read into situations and circumstances and even scripture passages the guidance that we want to hear from God, even though God isn't the one who's saying it to us. Not because we're resisting God in any way, but just because of our fallen humanness. So we get it wrong. And if God redirects our lives, it's because he wants us on the best path, the path whose end is good and that honors him the most. The second thing we need to remember is that God loves us. And God's reminding you today that when he directs you in a way that you don't really desire to go, when your plans are frustrated, you need to trust in his love, his ways are full of his life, and that's what he wants for you. If you resist God's will, you'll only end up hurting yourself. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.